13. You are not alone. Since I was 12 years old, I've suffered with a condition called compulsive hair pulling. The physical devastation was severe, but the emotional damage was worse. When I was young, no one, including my doctor, knew how to help me. I was alone. Growing up, I didn't fit in anywhere, and I suffered great shame knowing I'd brought this affliction upon myself. My hands seemed to have a mind of their own. What's wrong with me? I'd often wonder. Sometimes people inquired about my lack of eyelashes and eyebrows. I was lonely, but I kept people at a distance. However, each night, before I fell asleep, I'd pray for wisdom and for God to send someone who understood. Then, when I was 25, I read a letter in Ann Landers from a mom whose child suffered from compulsive hair pulling. I could hardly believe my eyes. After all these years, I discovered I was not alone. At that moment, my journey for healing began. I took small steps at first, telling only a few friends. Some of them tried to understand. Then they began to share their secrets with me. I learned to see myself the way God saw me, someone deserving love. One day, my miracle happened. A friend called with wonderful news. She just met a woman with compulsive hair pulling, someone just like me. She gave me her phone number. I was ecstatic. I quickly dialed, and from the minute Christina answered, we began to chat like old friends, both thrilled to find someone who understood our pain. We planned to meet soon and found out that even though I resided in a lightly populated rural area, we lived only 2 houses away. We immediately dropped our phones and in the dark of night ran outside in our pajamas where we hugged, cried, and talked for hours. I felt I'd just met my long-lost twin, someone who understood my pain and struggles. There was no doubt about it. I was looking into the eyes of a miracle. We walked back into my house and into the light. Christina slowly lifted her long hair, revealing patchy bald spots. Then, with a deep breath, I took off my makeup and let her see me as no one else ever had, not even my husband of 10 years. In that moment, I knew my childhood prayer had been answered. Yes, it was true. I was not alone.